This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I got this email, and I'm glad to know I'm not alone. Remember, as we left you before the Thanksgiving break, I mentioned that there is something about a woman in wooden shoes that I find sexy.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you sure did say that.
That was strange.
I thought that was strange. Yeah.
But I'm not alone. A couple of people did back me up, including this guy who said, "You guys made fun of Dave, but I get it. I was at a cheese market in Alkmaar."
Okay, yeah, this is how it happens.
Where there were girls in traditional Dutch clothing, including the wooden shoes, handing out free cheese samples. I took a picture of one. Something about the way she was dressed was really sexy. I get it, Dave. Rocking out to you in Halifax, Nova Scotia. It cut off the shoes in this when I tried to print it. But she was wearing traditional wooden shoes.
I don't find her outfit at all
sexy
appealing.
Or hot.
Like, you know, she's kind of like a Chef Boyardee look.
That's exactly. She looks like a young, cute Chef Boyardee.
No, stop it.
She looks like Chef Boyardee.
I've always had a thing for that, too. Like I told you
for
guys
what?
Years ago.
Chef Boyardee.
Not Chef Boyardee.
I have to.
Yeah, hey, Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
No, I like a woman that looks like Chef Boyardee.
You want some beefaroni? Ravioli. No, I don't like a woman that looks like Chef Boyardee.
I love that beefaroni.
That's my dream girl, man.
Yeah. Call you my little
ravioli. Who wants a woman that looks like Chef Boyardee?
Not a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, I don't even remember really what he looks like.
Oh, yeah, get a gander.
There he is.
Let me see him.
There he is.
Oh, that'd be like the world's ugliest woman.
Yeah.
And that's so
look at there's the can. Like the look real, on the can.
Yeah, look at the can. There he is.
He's an old man, I guess.
Yeah, he's an old man.
Look at him. Yeah, that's
see the hat? That's see the hat?
That's weirder than the shoes.
To me as a lady.
Yes, me as a woman.
Me as a lady.
I mean, maybe someone's looking for that, but I can't imagine.
The beefaroni lady.
No, when I was growing up, you know, after we left Ireland, went to Canada, there was a restaurant chain in Canada that's still thriving called Swiss Chalet.
Oh, yeah.
That serves,
Two things, basically.
Yeah. Well, they've expanded the menu.
Yeah.
But they serve, like...
Did I go to this place?
Once. Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
You weren't that impressed.
It always leaves my mind. I know the name.
You only love it when your grandma made you go there like once every other month. That's how you end up loving it.
It's like
I remember
roasted chicken. You know, like or was it roasted? What is rotisserie?
Yeah,
chicken.
Rotisserie chicken. You get a half and half. You could get a full chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gravy was out of sight.
But here's the thing. The women there, they don't do it anymore, but they used to dress like traditional Swiss waitresses with the boobs. You know, like the tops, they were white.
Yeah.
Right? Across
the frilly. They tie them in.
And they tied them, and then the boot. It was like basically Canadian Hooters.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It was for grandmas.
Canadian Hooters for grandmas.
That's what it was.
What a wild business concept.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I wonder
if they didn't
they
have that when I went there. That was just when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've watched this one before.
That we charcoal broil our chickens over real hardwood charcoal. That we serve meaty charbroiled ribs.
That we've got fries.
I think you've shown this commercial.
Yes, we have.
I always go back to this. And I remember, I think, the last time saying, it's not that sexy.
Here, this is 84, though.
Most women, there was cleavage.
Yeah.
Like that white part. For TV, they made it prim and proper.
Right.
Most women, there was nice cleavage peering out of there.
So that's what
I'm saying. I have like this weird, like Swiss. Dutch girl.
Yeah.
They had to get these uniforms somewhere. And I'm assuming they got them from the Halloween warehouse. You know what I mean? Like, so, they were, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you go about ordering these kind of dresses for everyone that works there.
It was the uniform at the, they have a lot of locations. They probably get them custom made. Obviously, they don't just buy them off of Halloween racks. Yeah. Slutty Swiss girl.
Well,
uniform.
If you want to make money, you buy it off the Halloween one.
Yeah.
Way better.
Tons of adult novelty stores across the country depend on their business at the end of the Halloween season.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like one of those like
what are those like? Is it Lederhosen that those are? What?
It's like a Lederhosen. Yeah. Like, it's a female version of that.
Yeah.
It's your classic wench look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a good wench?
A wench.
A wench. A wench. Anyway, that explains why I find that look, I think, sexy.
Yeah.
From my young, impressionable youth.
It's like the dress I'm cool with. It's just the shoes, man.
Yeah, the shoes.
Yeah, the shoes was a bad thing. You know.
I mean, they're real wooden and real
they
pointy.
They don't seem
super
comfortable.
Super claw. Like, look at those hot bitches. Take them in,
what,
Dave.
I'd give
settle
them
down. Settle down over
I'll
there.
I'll try and calm myself.
Wow.
I'm going to get a fever in here. You keep showing me those gals.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're getting a tingle.
I'm not alone. This guy who saw a woman.
There's two of you.
There's two of us who like Dutch clothing and wooden clogs.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
And not women,
Chef Boyardee.
Not women that look like Chef Boyardee.
That's the hilarious to have two legs up with those wooden shoes on.
Or if they accidentally hit you, they knock you right out.
Yeah, you take an eye out with the point on it.
I love the fact that we say boners. Like, it's been something that really we've been known for lately is helping guys who've had some problems with getting aroused. Get aroused. We're giving guys boners.
No.
This is a little shocking, even with all the... Without all the controversial, creepy stuff, Michael Jackson was an eccentric guy. And now there is an equally eccentric project in development about his life. Johnny Depp is doing something called For the Love of a Glove, an unauthorized musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Johnny Depp. Somebody needs to grab the booze and get it right out of his hand.
Is it just booze? Like, what is that?
That's not just booze. It's not just booze.
They're like, you know, Johnny Depp's drinking gasoline now.
Yeah.
Yep. You think Johnny Depp is gender fluid? You think he's... I feel like he's been up to some stuff. I know he's definitely into the ladies, but I feel like...
Never heard of him doing anything with men.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think... Yeah. I don't know. I
seems to be all about the ladies.
He's kind of... Like, even though he's been a pretty boy his whole life, he's gross, right? Like, we always hear about he stinks.
Oh, he stinks.
He doesn't take a shower. So I think if he was more fluid,
it's just
he'd
so crazy
be cleaner.
With Johnny Depp, because he's been in some of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
And he's, like, super talented, but he's going off the deep end, man.
Well, he's got problems right now.
So here's the crazy part. So it's the story's being told by the glove. Right? Oh, and this is what they say. This is how they describe it. Everything Michael Jackson has been accused of has actually been caused by his glove, which is actually an alien from outer space feeding on virgin boy blood.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Okay, he can't make this. I mean, they have to stop us.
Johnny Depp is producing it.
He's producing it.
Oh, God. Well, dude, somebody, whoever his handler is, needs like a blowgun with a dart in it.
You forget about that, Johnny. He blows all his money. You know, he spends it all.
Well, because
part of it.
How much?
Nothing.
Like, how much is this going to cost? Because let's just say it only costs like $200 million to make. He's losing $200 million.
Dude, this movie sounds like it came out of a fever dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alien, the gloves an alien feeding on virgin boy blood.
Yeah.
It's like the fever dream you come out of when you accidentally drink the blue stuff from a porta potty.
Wow. It's unbelievably been green lit, so it's going to happen. And it sounds insane.
The craziest.
Incredibly insane.
It started off crazy, but then when you said the whole thing of what it is, it's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, like if it was just, listen, it was crazy enough if the glove was just like, let me tell you my side of things.
Yeah, no one talks to me.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yo, that's a crazy movie. But then making the glove come from out of space, feeding on virgin boy blood.
Yeah.
Come on.
Woo!
Come on.
Jesus.
No, it's different. All right. No denying that.
Johnny, somebody has to have that conversation. Oh. Johnny.
I don't think you should do this, Johnny.
This is bad, bad, bad stuff.
Bye-bye. No, he's like best buddies with Marilyn Manson, and like Marilyn Manson's like,
do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
By now, you've probably seen Xfinity's new 4-minute commercial called A Holiday Reunion, featuring E.T. returning to Earth to chill with Elliot, played by, once again, I believe the drunk driving superstar, Henry Thomas.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was just busted for drunk driving.
Oh, yeah. Was he?
I'm sure that Xfinity was like, oh, come on! Oh,
yeah,
we just spent $42 million on this commercial.
He's in some good movies every once in a while, that guy, though.
Is he? Henry Thomas?
Yeah, the guy who played Elliot in E.T.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Suicide Kings he's in. That's great.
Hmm.
I never knew he did anything else.
Christopher Walken, Dennis Leary's in it.
Huh.
Good.
Hmm. They basically, if you haven't seen it, we put it up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's a 4-minute rehash of the original movie, except this time with Elliot's kids. Hmm. They are the ones that discover E.T. Here's a little taste of it here.
Oh, it's chilling.
Chilling. I forgot you're afraid of it.
I don't like it. Look.
Elliot.
You came back. My son. My family.
E.T. gets around a lot better these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lots changed since you were here.
There he is on his Xfinity iPad. Oh, look, Reese's Pieces cupcakes.
That's how I eat them.
Oh, God. Start now, okay?
Forgot how much his skin's like a scrotal skin.
That's exactly what he's designed after.
It's no good. Looks like a burnt scrotum. Like it was in a meth fire.
Yeah. Methy burnt scrotum.
Yeah.
But then E.T. gets homesick, so he recruits Elliot's son and daughter to take him to his ship on flying bicycles past the moon, of course, just like the original. But before he leaves, he puts his finger up to the sun's chest and says, I'll be right here. You know, just like he did to Elliot 37 years ago. So touching.
Yes.
Of course, absolutely none of this has anything to do with Xfinity. They just toss in the old reconnect for the holidays at the end. People are calling it a cynical cash grab. But it's whatever. I mean, whatever you want to make of it. They spent a lot of money to make this commercial, obviously. It's had 10.9 million views, so it's incredibly successful.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, just a newsflash. They don't need any more of your money.
No.
They're doing fine.
Yeah.
But I think that nostalgia is key. How much would they have spent to make this, to get the licensing to this? Because they use the music.
Oh, gosh, bro. I don't know.
Millions, I don't know. Do they own the movie now? Do they own the rights to the movie?
Probably. Xfinity owns NBC Universal, right?
Yeah, so like, was it a Universal picture?
I think so.
It was a Universal.
Oh, yeah.
They had the Universal Studios.
So it cost them nothing to have E.T. They just got E.T.
Exactly. They own E.T.
Let me look in the attic here. What do we got?
Dust it off.
Oh, we got E.T.
Whoa, I got an idea. What about E.T. comes back, visits Elliot, but he's got a family? They got Xfinity.
I love it.
And they got cable, and they got all the cool things that cable has to use the voice remote.
That's just looking for 20 seconds. I don't know what else is out there.
The fat kid from Goonies is
there. Oh, no way. We got Chunk.
Yeah, Chunk's there. He's not doing
He's not doing
too good.
Oh, no.
But we just own E.T.
I will say this, though.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother watching it. And the reason I didn't bother watching is I saw so much feedback about how people were bawling.
Yeah. So many people said it made them cry.
Like, they're bawling. What? Everyone was like bawling about E.T. because it was like hitting all the right things for these people.
Those people need help.
Right. So, but I was like, I'm one of those people that needs help.
You cried?
So I was like, not going to watch it. I'm not going to know. I was like, I'm not watching it. I know I will cry. I already know. I will cry.
Andy.
I mean, I cry at weird stuff too, but I don't know.
You cried at Godzilla.
Yeah.
You did.
I'm not one to judge on taste, but.
No, so I didn't even bother. I was like, you know what? I'm sure it's lovely, and, you know, What's interesting about this type of thing is if I always wonder if they think, oh, man, that 4-minute thing we did was so
amazing.
Amazing. Why didn't we make a movie and make $1 billion?
You think that's been tossed around for years, right? An E.T.
Well, Steven Spielberg must have said, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, probably. Like it's probably, and I do understand, like, this was a way to make an E.T. part 2 and have it, like, be real small, and you don't really tarnish with another, like, with a sequel.
No, they just redid it with E.T. Elliot's kids. It's the exact same formula of the original movie, just with Elliot's kids in right. 4 minutes.
Right. They did, like, the Home Alone with the adult Macaulay Culkin. The commercial, you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like all that stuff's just like, that's what everybody's doing now to make everybody cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what they're going for. Mm-hmm. And honestly, who even knows? Like, I don't know if like a company did this or had this idea and then they just like shopped it around to all of the different.
No, because as we said, Xfinity owns them. It owns the rights to E.T. So
E.T. freaked me right out, man.
Yeah, that's clear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's a scrotal.
I didn't like him. Yeah, the scrotal skin thing.
Yeah.
I didn't like. I had a thing, weird thing with like Reese's Pieces because of it. I think now.
Oh, I love Reese's Pieces.
If I drop
Pieces.
One, I piss myself.
Just because, well, the only person chasing you is me.
Okay. It's just tough.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you get me to go wherever you need me to go.
I get you in that hat and the dress.
Hey! What are you doing in my closet?
Reese's Pieces.
You follow me because I dropped Reese's Pieces? Damn it. Scared the crap out of me.
Chuck him that hat in that dress.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Where'd you find those clothes?
I don't know. They were on another doll.
Oh, my God. You better phone home, bud.
I will.
Al Beck says he's the same. He had the same fear that Andy. You were afraid of E.T., Al?
Oh, terrified. I never really thought of him as a scrotum, but I guess I can't unsee that now.
No, you can't.
Walking, talking, burning scrotum.
Burnt scrotum.
So, like, how, number one, okay, you guys are younger. Yeah, you guys are younger than us, you know? So, like, when you watched E.T., it was obviously like a parent decision sit down and like watch this movie, right?
No, it was supposed to comfort me and it terrified me.
Yeah, right. Me too, dude.
I just wonder.
1982.
I wonder how that works. So I would have been like 7.
I think I saw like 5 or 6.
Yeah. Five might have been too early.
But like it was like, I saw everything too. I saw a full
that's
metal hot. Jacket.
That's
when I was
a three. Problem.
You're right.
Yeah.
But the scene with all the like medical stuff,
you know what? And that is freak. I still remember being freaked out by that scene, not knowing exactly what was happening. Because when you're a kid, you're like, "What's wrong? Why is the kid sick?" You don't realize there's some kind of like they're attached in some way.
I just don't think I was ready to realize there were aliens. Yeah. Or something, because I had a lot of weird, like, bad stuff when I was a little kid. Like, I watched, like, an Unsolved Mysteries about alien abductions. I watched E.T. E.T. started me down that road, I think. And I was just like, these scrotums, they come from other places.
I think I saw, as a kid, I think I saw Close Encounters.
That's a freaky one,
That was
one
a
too.
Freaky one.
Before
E.T. I thought that was really
E.T.
scary. Mm-hmm.
So like we said, any movie you see when you're too young and it's too impressionable, like when I saw Poltergeist too young and it screwed me up with clowns and stuff. So it'll get you, and that's what happened with E.T.
Because Close Encounters freaked me out as a kid because of the one scene with the kid who, like, all the lights happen outside of his house.
You know what movie I saw?
And he walks outside.
Too early was that Cocoon with those glowing old people.
That's a scary one.
Cocoon scared you?
Cocoons.
What's the diving elderly?
They die.
Did you really?
They glow. They're like glowing old people.
I don't know if I was scared, but it was.
They just get young.
The outer space to live forever or something.
Let's put that out here for a minute. I mean, is there a movie that? A weird movie that has oddly scared you that you saw too young.
Wilson, thanks for backing me up on that.
1-855-954-6969.
I love Cocoon.
1-855-954-6969. I'm just going
to
look up scared of the movie Cocoon.
Because Cocoon was just like a weird pod they found on the bottom of the ocean that came from space, and anything that was near it got young, felt young again.
I just remember old people swimming.
Right, because their bodies became young again.
And I remember glowing. The glowing thing really freaked me out when they were glowing.
I think Steve Gutenberg's in it.
Steve Gutenberg was in it.
I don't think any young person's ready for Wilford Brimley.
They weren't. It, amazingly, on the internet, it's not a thing that people were scared by.
Well, my neurosis is not a thing.
Yeah, that's a...
It came out around the same time as E.T., though, so you were just at that impressionable age, right?
Movies were just twisting you
up.
They
were twisting me right up, dude. They were making wrinkles left and right in my brain.
Yeah. Someone said Gremlins is the scariest film I've ever seen.
I love that it's like the Mary Sue, the MarySue.com site. Who's Mary Sue?
Mary Sue does not like
about
Gremlins.
Gremlins fears.
She's
got her own website.
Gremlins never scared me.
Gremlins was scary to me. Just it wasn't terrifying, but I mean it was
the one Gremlins thing I found disturbing was in Gremlins 2 when there's the spider gremlin and they go underneath it. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ. It's got spikes on its belly.
Jason the Jew said The Cell was his movie. He was like 12 or something when he saw that. He said the horse being split into pieces was wild. He can still picture it to this day.
But The Cell is designed.
Yeah.
The Cell
that's a freaky
is
movie.
A freaky movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's weirder like to be afraid of
Gremlins.
Cocoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which
like
universally is loved as this like tale of like old elderly feeling young again and like the joy of getting youth back
not
and all that.
Not the vibes I got from it.
No, you're like, it was space and crazy glowing people.
You ever see old people swim? That's real weird. And then there's a glowing person and Steve Gutenberg. Steve Gutenberg freaks me right out.
I put in scary scenes from Cocoon and nothing comes up.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. I don't have any recollection of the glowing part.
Yeah, put in like glowing.
Like there's like her glowing.
I don't like it.
I don't know if it scared me, but it just was.
It was off-putting to me.
Yeah, off-putting is a good way.
Mm. Here's the trailer, Andy. Hope this doesn't disturb you.
No,
this is the movie Cocoon that Andy's scared of.
I might piss myself. I'm not scared of it anymore, Dave.
No, oh, okay, you're okay now.
Okay, good to know. When I was a kid,
that's good.
Okay, good.
No problem.
Yeah, let's see. I'd be real emotionally.
See, there's that pod.
Oh God.
Looks like a scrotum as well. There's a lot of scrotums. There's Wilford Brimley doing a cannonball. I knew he was going to do it.
I'm ready to take on the world.
Oh, that guy. What's that guy?
It is everything you've dreamed of.
Brian Dennehy?
It is nothing you expect.
Oh, I can keep a secret. I won't tell anybody.
It's hard to know who to trust.
Yeah, like that?
Oh,
why would that freak you out?
When he peeled his skin back?
Pulled his eyelid down.
It is the miracle of everlasting life.
We'll never be sick. We won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
Beyond the innocence of youth and the wisdom of age, Cocoon lies the wonder of Cocoon.
Like, you just don't trust it.
No.
you don't trust it,
Lisa. Cocoon. That's exactly right. Plus, like, I think I was like, so you shouldn't have watched some of this stuff, because I was like, what do you mean, death? I'm thinking about death already, Jesus.
You know what's funny about being a kid and like seeing movies is that you're left with like that was good. I don't remember at all the scene where he pulls down his skin and he's a glowing.
I don't remember
person.
That either. I've only yeah,
I remember
once
that stuff. See, that's the stuff that got me. Like them walking around glowing.
That's like the whole concept of the movie almost.
I know.
I remember a major.
I just remember it being like, oh, these old people get young again and blah blah blah.
But I saw it in 85 too. I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it either.
We watched it a lot. That was one of my parents' like favorite movies, so we have it probably on DVD or VHS.
Right.
So I've seen it multiple times.
Yeah. See, Cocoon like, I think I've Cocoon seen too. It once.
I think it's
and I was like, oh, okay, that was all right. But I knew that, like, my parents loved it.
Because the idea
and
of
I
being
knew
able
that,
to
like,
stay
my
young.
Grandparents loved it. Because that whole, like, you're not going to die. Like, everyone knows you're going to die.
So, is there a movie for you, like a non-scary movie that just made a right. huge impression of you? Like, you know, so Andy with E.T. and Cocoon, that kind of thing. Yeah. We're not talking about a horror movie here. Mm-hmm. Paul's in Tampa. Paul, what's the movie that really stuck with you and scared you?
The first one was Candyman. Because I thought it was the Candyman. It's supposed to be, you know, a movie about, you know.
Oh, no.
And then I
saw, oh, you were misled. Oh, yeah, you were misled by the title.
I saw that one young, too.
Yeah, you can't get it.
Ever since, I've just been, well, even now, I'm just terrified of bees. I think I'm still allergic. I don't know, but just itches. And the worst part was I took a copy of what I thought was Alice in Wonderland. That's what was written on the tape. And I took it to school with me for my after-school care program, and it was Candyman. Mm.
Goddamn. That's just someone messing with you.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, no, you were double duped.
Yeah, you got double duped.
I mean, that's it. I mean, but Candyman.
That's supposed to be scary.
Terrifying.
Right. Scary.
That was supposed to be terrifying.
Horrifying. Yeah.
Someone said Wallace and Gromit freaked me out. Claymation makes me uncomfortable to this day.
Claymation can get freaky. I'm trying to think if there's any claymation stuff that used to freak me out.
Said it before that mine was the Incredible Shrinking Woman.
That's super scary.
And what were you afraid of?
Because she went down the garbage disposal.
You know what movie?
It was a horrible scene. It really freaked me out.
She showed us the scene.
Yeah, yeah, she did. It was supposed to be
still
like
got chills from it. I was like, getting sucked down a garbage disposal. Yep. There were some things in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids that were like,
I was going to say, they've done it in every shrinking movie.
Yeah.
They always put them in like the peril of being small like that.
Yeah.
There's always like the ants are going to eat you.
Right,
you're
going
to go down the drain.
It's supposed to be a fun movie.
You know?
Like, haha, light. Oh, but
I saw Inner Space too early, too.
You know what movie freaked me out? I know we've talked about it, but The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, the earwig scene.
Okay.
Still to this day,
yeah,
I remember the
Wrath of Khan earwig scene.
Yep.
Way too young. Way, way, way too young. So what was that, 77?
Yeah. Mm. Was it written? No, that was after that.
It was in the 80s.
I saw that
in
the theater.
Are you sure Wrath of Khan? 82,
maybe? I saw
it
in the theaters. I remember seeing it in the theaters.
Yeah, it was in the 80s.
82.
82.
Yeah. Yeah, that scene is crazy.
So I was way too young to have seen that. And my parents just made horrible parenting decisions.
Yeah.
Well, my dad, when I watched that, he was like, that's what earwigs do, boy.
Oh.
I was like, God damn it. And then like later in life, I'm like, my dad had no grasp of science.
Yeah, they put that thing in that dude's ear. And that was...
It looked like it hurt.
It's funny because I remember being scared. I went somewhere. I don't even know where this was, but it was like a gathering, like a family gathering, extended family, where they were watching the Wrath of Khan movie on VHS or whatever it was back then. But they were also watching music videos at the same time. And that creepy video where the eyes... Oh, what's that damn eye song? It was like the biggest...
Somebody's watching me? No.
No, it was about the blue eyes. Oh, my God.
Blue eyes.
It was like in the 80s, a huge song. God bless America.
It's all about blue eyes.
I don't know what you're...
Not Elton John.
I know what you're talking about,
you
but
don't.
I can't think of it right now.
I know.
Somebody said Roger Rabbit. That used to freak
God
me out, too.
Bless it. The video of it, these creepy people have like shiny... Eyes.
Shiny eyes.
It's a huge song.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't think of it right now.
Somebody will.
Going to bring up the...
I know.
Mm. Yeah, someone will get it for you. I'm sure they will. But that really bothered you. That affected you?
Well, it was like the same trip. So like I remember seeing Wrath of Khan and the ear thing, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then there was these creepy people.
Is it Sledgehammer?
No.
I got so many things that are popping
Betty Davis eyes.
Into
is
my head
it?
Now.
Is it Betty
I
Davis eyes?
I don't know if it's Betty Davis
it's
eyes.
Betty Davis
it's not
eyes.
Betty Davis eyes. It's something about eclipse, and it's look, like...
total eclipse of this? No.
Is it total eclipse of the heart?
I don't know. I'm looking up 80s songs with eyes.
The Turnaround Bright Eyes, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Okay.
This video, it was terrifying to me.
Why, Chuck?
Oh, I get it already.
Why is this song so scary? So creepy.
I don't understand.
Just
oh,
wait.
Oh, they're scared? These people?
What kind of Jesus
robe.
Man is this?
Christ.
This probably led to my fall of the church.
That's it.
I remember I didn't like that I can't dance video.
That made me uncomfortable. Is that the one with the chicks? That
were like, this is a weird video.
Super weird.
I told you I saw this video and I freaked out.
Guys dancing in Speedos and people in priest robes with glowing eyes.
Yes.
I hated this song.
They loved this and were watching it over and over, and I was just, what are these things? Why are these people dancing, and what are they wearing?
They're in the
disturbing. There's I told you. There's a video where these, like, taxidermied heads come to life. That used to freak me right out.
Oh, my God.
And I can't remember which one it is, but I think it's... Music videos would freak me right out. I had problems with the Weird Al, the fat, I'm fat video. that made me have nightmares for a few years.
That disturbed you?
Yeah,
so we're talking about the new E.T. Xfinity commercial that some people think is heartwarming. It's made some people cry. Andy, though, terrified by E.T., it just re-sparked those fears. So is there something like that for you? It wasn't meant to be a scary movie,
right. But
it stuck with you. Tacos in Fort Myers. Hey, Taco.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much, man. What's your comment?
Oh, yeah, man. The movie that really flipped me out was Planet of the Apes, because when I was younger, my dad took me to see it, and then at night when Walter Cronkite would come on and talk about the Vietnam War, he would say, 75 U.S. soldiers were killed in guerrilla fighting. And I thought they were fighting the gorillas.
I didn't realize they were kicking ass.
Oh my God.
So I was flipping out, but I couldn't say anything, or my dad wouldn't take me to go see the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah. That was not guerrilla warfare. Different kind of guerrilla warfare, my friend.
The monkeys are winning.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling
in. See, when you're young, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
That Planet of the Apes scared me, though, too.
Me too.
My dad loved it. Just a real
like
freaky,
those ape
freaky
people?
Thing.
When the ape lady talked, it scared the poop out of me.
I didn't like it.
There's a movie with that goddamn, who's the suitcase man? The suitcase man with the show, Howie. Howie Mandel.
Oh, yeah.
Howie Mandel had a movie about monsters.
Oh, yeah,
little
yeah.
Little monsters.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah,
that movie freaked
monsters.
Me right out.
Yeah,
I did not like that. I don't like gross things.
It's one of
James'
favorites.
It is one of my favorites. Yep. So watch it whenever I see it on my Netflix.
I didn't like gross things.
Yeah.
A few more quick calls here. What's the odd movie that stuck with you that really kind of scared you? Josh.
Yep.
What is it for you, man?
Hey, so I used to be scared of Neverending Story, and to this day, I've never seen the entire thing. And then also Under Siege with Jean-Claude Van Damme, when the girl was topless, I didn't understand why her boobs were so pointy, and now I can't even look at like old 90s boobs anymore.
Old 90s boobs? Huh. Under Siege, was that a Steven Seagal?
Yeah, but still, it's affected him. It twisted him up. I don't remember the boobs from that movie.
Dude, the third boob in Total Recall when I was too young when I saw that, too. And I was like, well, what the Christ?
Yeah.
That's happening.
I think I read something that Kate Beckinsale was supposed to be the third boob girl. And then she turned down the role.
In the new one?
No, like in that original one, I think. She's probably like super.
Those are big fake boobs.
I had a thing for this chick, too. She was a Baywatch chick. Erica Aliniak. Yeah, they're not. I thought they were like some sort of alien boobs or something. They're just perky
boobs. Regular boobs.
Yeah. That perky. 90s style.
Mm-hmm.
Perky boobs. Someone said the Willy Wonka movie was the scariest movie to them as a child. Still watching it now makes them so uncomfortable.
There's some creepy.
Well, like, a lot of kids die from that in that movie, right?
You think.
But they die.
That boat scene's real twisted. Where he's like, it gets as scary, and he's riding through the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all like you're on mushrooms or whatever.
Someone said Pee-wee's Big Adventure, especially the Large Marge scene.
Oh, dude, yeah, that made me piss.
Yeah.
Large, so funny.
Large Marge.
Are you kidding?
This is the thing. This is what happens.
She wants to make that face, and it freaked me right out.
These are like stoner things to watch.
Yeah. You shouldn't see him when you're five.
No.
No,
you shouldn't. That's
you're
a problem.
An adult stoner, though.
An adult stoner, I love you TV now.
One more call. Kirsten's in Boston. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, how are you?
What is the weird thing that's stuck with you?
That Tom Petty video, Don't Come Around Here No More, where he's cutting into Alice in Wonderland. She's a cake.
Oh my God, yes. I don't like that either. I don't like it either.
Really?
It is the weirdest.
I still don't like it.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I still... Oh, yeah, it's gross.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about this.
I've never really liked
Alice in Wonderland anyway.
This video used to freak me out, too.
I've never seen Alice in Wonderland. I've never seen it.
But I can't tell if it was the Alice in Wonderland thing that freaked me out or just Tom Petty's face.
A bit of both. I think both. I'm also disturbed by Tom Petty and that pig person.
I love Tom Petty, but...
I probably didn't watch this much.
There's the scene she's talking about. They're cutting into Alice like she's a human cake. God. And serving everyone a piece of her.
Jesus.
Man, that's a mess.
Yeah. That'll mess you right up, right?
It will, and
that's
it did.
That's just because I love cake so much. I don't want to think that.
They're just eating...
Tom Petty's.
Tom Petty was... Wild.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A bigger girl from Florida made a scene on a flight.
I bet.
She demanded a larger seat because she was too big for the seat on her American Airlines flight.
Mm-hmm.
And when they wouldn't give her one, she faked a medical condition.
Oh, dropped right down, huh?
I got a broken heart.
Gallbladder, some
stones,
kidneys,
some kind of stones, in my
liver stones.
I've got liver stones.
I got some liver stones.
The heart spiders,
overactive,
spiders.
Overactive pancreatitis, spleen related.
I got like an eyeball growing on my hand or something. Oh, jeez, I got infected innards.
A woman demanding a larger seat on this American Airlines flight in custody after faking a medical condition that prompted the pilot to head back to a Florida airport. Once airborne, she demanded a bigger seat, did not get one, faked a medical emergency. Once they got on the ground, she made it clear that she wasn't actually ill. She just needed a bigger seat.
No. I don't have lung onions.
You don't want those.
Oh, dude, you don't want to suffer from lung onions.
I got lung onions.
Well, there's the onions growing in his lungs. We don't know how.
He's a medical anomaly.
He snorted some onion seeds.
Breathed them in.
I think we all would like to fake a medical emergency to get a bigger seat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Atlanta.
Oh, get me out of here.
My heel.
last flight I took. My God.
Yeah. You almost did it.
Yeah. I almost had a medical emergency.
Because you were all twisted up.
I was all twisted up. All twisted up.
You were between the two big people, right?
Well, no. I was at a big... Lisa's like, no.
I was on one side.
Yeah, Lisa was the only saving grace. That's the only reason I didn't have a medical emergency.
Yeah, you end up looking like that. So, like, you looked at the ring or whatever.
Yeah, but I was, like, way up on Lisa's side.
Yeah.
Twisted up.
Uncomfortable way to fly.
No way to fly. Yeah.
The woman was taken into custody under Florida's Baker Act, which allows authorities to hold a person who could pose a threat to themselves or others. They say because of the things she said, she was taken into custody. Criminal charges have not been filed yet. There may be some charges in the future. There were no injuries reported. The flight took off again about an hour and a half after this disturbance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, holding up stuff on a plane is never going to get you a better seat.
No, they don't like that.
And they don't like you faking stuff either.
Yeah. No.
Friday night at the movies ended abruptly when urine samples labeled highly contagious were delivered to the theater by mistake.
You guys are going to take a look at this. There's some...
You signed in for these? Sign in.
What is that, medical piss?
Yes, whatever. It's just sign. Just sign.
That's diseased.
Just sign. Sign it, goddammit.
Sweet
just,
kids, I guess. Okay.
Don't make me punch you in the
head. Oh, my God. This is...
All right, see you, twerp.
That's crazy. This is highly contagious piss.
Yeah.
A package marked highly contagious human substance
Jake.
Arrived at the North Bend Theater in North Bend, Washington.
Can you imagine that?
Authorities had to evacuate the theater and close nearby streets. The teenage manager was taken to the hospital as a precaution.
Here's I'm the manager. I got contagious piss on. I did not sign up for that. Oh, Jake, did you hear about Stewart? They had a piece of paper and a rubber band around the top. And the piss got all over.
He dipped his fingers in the piss, and he's probably going to die from it, they think.
Yeah, I just feel life just slipping away.
Here he goes.
Oh, geez.
See you, Stu.
Oh, you're the manager now.
Exactly.
There can be only one.
Unlimited power.
About an hour after the theater was cleared out, the substance was determined to be just normal urine samples and was disposed of. The theater wrote, all is well. There was no danger. We will be open as usual to continue our screenings of Frozen 2.
I'd be furious if I had my pee go away. And then they're like, sorry.
We're going to need your
pee
again.
Come on in again.
Yeah, you're going to have to piss again. We gave it to a movie theater.
The package was meant, you think it'd be like next door or something.
Yeah.
It was meant for a medical clinic about 45 miles away.
Yeah, really?
How it ended up at the theater is completely unclear.
We botched that one good. Hmm. I thought it was weird delivering piss to a movie theater.
I think that's what's known as a holiday delivery man. Mm-hmm. A temporary worker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. How does that mix-up happen? That poor teenage manager must have been terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
God, that's contagious.
And then some dude came in, and he's like, that's just regular piss. There's nothing contagious about that.
Oh, God.
Ooh. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Normal. Little. It's on the older side.
Yeah, that's old people pissed air. That's what's scary.
Still warm. You don't want anything labeled highly contagious urine sample.
No.
Right?
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.